From the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, located today at the Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop at 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile. I am your host, Coach. I am a professional.
That is so good. I got it.
No, hey, we are happy to be at the Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop here in Mobile, Alabama. I'm going to tell you, this is a neat place, Coach.
Yeah, it really is. Carolyn Pilot Verdette started this several years ago, and it's just it's blossomed, I guess is the best way to say it. Many small groups come and meet here and have Bible studies and have prayer time together, and it is just a fabulous little location right here at 2754 Dolphin Street right here in Mobile, and we're excited to be here today.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great show. Let's welcome in Coach Mark Lasseter. Congratulations on another win for Bayside. Y'all defeat Flemington last night 14-0. I think that puts Bayside now at 4-1 on the season, a T2 in the region, right behind undefeated 5-0 T.R. Miller.
Yes, and we are, you know, we're really proud of our kids. Came out and played a really tough football game last night there at Freedom Field and at Bayside Academy. A lot of good things happened in that ball game. Defensively, it was quite a struggle for both teams. Both teams' defenses were really on it. And, man, I tell you what, I was so proud of our guys offensively putting a couple of touchdowns in when they needed to, and kind of put that one away for us.
Yeah, you did a great job last night. As a matter of fact, coming up in the show at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking with Bayside Academy's head football coach, Barrett Trotter, is going to be on with us. We'll talk about that Flemington game and break that down for you. We've got scores coming up in just a few moments. Of course, Rick, you've got the leadership segment at 8:45, and then at 9:15, we'll talk with Alma Bryant's head football coach, Bart Sessions. They finally get a win. Congratulations to them. And Mark, I know that's a special place for you.
It is. I'd love to keep up with those guys down there. And, of course, Bart's been a friend of mine for years and watched his career grow and blossom. And he's doing it right at Alma Bryant, I'm just telling you. And they're going to get it. He's getting that thing slowly but surely turned around. And that was a big step last night with a big win over Davidson.
Yeah, they won 25-19. An interesting finish to that ball game.
Interesting.
He'll tell us about that for sure. At the bottom of the next hour, we'll be talking with Eric Speakman, the head football coach for Faith Academy. They get a win over Alberta. Rick, last night, 35-27.
Yeah, Eric Speakman, former head coach at Opelika, and originally was on Terry Curtis's staff, one of the original members of his staff at UMS, and takes the Faith Academy job and get their first win last night. You know, Mark, he was telling me they don't have washers and dryers in their field house. So this morning he had to take them to Jaguar Cleaners and start washing this morning early. So we're going to catch him about 9:30. It gives him time to wash and dry everything.
It should be a lot of fun, of course. Interesting today, our Camp Grace segment. Coach, you can't get any closer to Camp Grace than where we are today.
No, absolutely. The Pilot family, they're the ones that originated Camp Grace, and Carolyn Pilot is obviously the daughter of Davis and Davis Pilot and Debbie Pilot, and we look forward to talking to Caroline this morning, and she will tell us all about Camp Grace in the Camp Grace segment.
Yeah, there's no doubt it is going to be a fun show today, but let's go ahead and see if we can get some scores in here for you as we get started right now. And we'll start with 7A. Alma Bryant, as we mentioned, defeat Davidson last night 25-19, the final in that. Auburn over Jag 47-0. Austin 50, Albertville 6. And, Coach, I'm going to tell you, that son is dead on this computer. So I hope I'm getting these right.
You're good.
Baker defeats Daphne last night 27-21. Carver Montgomery 35, Dothan 28. Central Phoenix City 34, Enterprise 21. Fairhope over Robertsdale, 38-14. Florence defeats Bob Jones, 26-23. Close game there. Hewitt Trustful, 38. Hillcrest Tuscaloosa, 16. That was a game that you did last night, Coach.
Yeah, it was a great football game, Randy.
It looks like it really was. Hoover, 40. Prattville, 0. When does that happen? When do you ever blank out
Prattville. And I think they went to Stanley Jensen and played there.
I think you're right.
And I don't remember Prattville. You were there a long time, too. I don't remember Prattville ever losing. And they did score. That's wrong score. If you look at it, it says Hoover 40, Prattville 60. You see that?
Yeah, okay.
So it was 40-6. They did score late in the game.
I got you. All right, James Clemens, 38, Grissom, 18, Mary Montgomery, 35, Foley, 14, Oak Mountain, 49, Tuscaloosa County, 35, Sparkman, 14, Huntsville, 12, Thompson, 38, and Vestavia Hills, 17.
In 6A, Athens, 50, Jasper, 20, Buckhorn, 38, Lee, 14, Carrollton, Georgia, 48, Parker, 26. Chelsea, 56, Calera, 28, Fort Payne, 49, May Jemison, 6, Gadsden City, 41, Hazel Green, 21, Gardendale, 35, Minor, 13, Gulf Shores, 48, Blount, 14, Hartsel, 50, Decatur, nothing, Homewood, 52, Jackson Olin, nothing, Hueytown, 34, Bessemer City, 14, McAdory, 72, Brookwood, 14,
wow.
Mortimer Jordan, 28, Woodlawn, 14, Muscle Shoals, 55, Coleman, 27, Northridge, 17, Central Tuscaloosa, 10, Oxford, 29, Mountain Brook, 28. That was quite a ball game. Pelham, 37, Chilton County, 14, Russell County, 61, Park Crossing, 6, Saraland, 34, McGill-Tulin Catholic, 12, Shades Valley, 25, Pinson Valley, 19, Spain Park, 42, Benjamin Russell, 15, Spanish Fort, 44, Murphy, 6, St. Paul's Episcopal, 14, Theodore, 7, and Wetumpka, 34, Rehoboth, 19.
In Class 5A, Beauregard, 31, Elmore County, 13, Boaz, 40, Douglas, 13, Central Clay County, 48, Sylacauga, 9, Center Point, 34, St. Clair County, 27, Demopolis, 41, Selma, 0, Eufaula, 41, Carroll, 7, Fairview, 28, Lawrence County, 25, Faith Academy. Congratulations to Eric Speakman and his staff. Faith Academy wins their first game there, 35-25 over Alberta. Greenville, 52, Headland, 22, Gunnersville, 17, Arab, 15, Leeds, 42, Jacksonville, 13, Montgomery Catholic, 63, Charles Henderson, 6, Moody, 26, Helena, 21, Pace, Florida, 42, Andalusia, 13, Priceville, 36, East Limestone, 20, Ramsey, 41, John Carroll Catholic, 0, Russellville, 38, Ardmore, 7, Scottsboro, 45, Sardis, 7, Shelby County, 35, Northside, 28, Sipsey Valley, 40, Jemison, 28, Valley, 28, Marbury, 7, Viger, 32, Citronelle, 6, and Williamson, 6, BC Rain, 2.
All right, let's go to 4A. We're going to see if we can slide this one in real quick. Alexandria, 38, Oneonta, 21, Bibb County, 42, Holt, 8, Brooks over Wilson, 61-14, BT Washington over Claiborne County, 41-14, Central Florence, 28, West Limestone, 7, Cherokee County, 47, White Plains, 0, Dell County, 49, New Brockton, 0, Dora over Fultondale, 34-33, a close game there. Etowah, 48, Asheville, 6, Fairfield, 27, American Christian, 24, Fayette County, 28, Haleyville, 7, Good Hope, 21, Cordova, 0, Hamilton, no problem with Curry, 48-0, the final in that one, Hanley, 63, Munford, 21, Hoke's Bluff, 37, Anniston, 18, There you go. Okay, it's moving now, Coach. I couldn't get it to move for me. Jackson, 49. Mobile Christian, 7. Madison Academy, 49. Madison County, 7. Marion out of Florida, 49 over W.S. Neal, 36. North Jackson, 50. New Hope, 14. Oak Grove, 33. West Blockton, 20. Op, 39. Daleville, 0. Orange Beach, big win over Satsuma, 56-32. Pike County, 19. Ashford, 6. Pleasant Grove, 55. Tarrant, 0. Randolph, 49. St. Paul, 2nd Catholic, 17. Can we shorten that up just a little bit? St. James, 35. Talladega, 12. Strawn over Geneva, 28-7. St. Michael Catholic, another big win, 49-12 over Escambia County. Tallahassee, 21. Bullock County, 18. Westminster Christian, 58. DAR, 13. West Morgan, 42. Hatton, 12. We're going to continue with 3A, and we'll get you caught up on the rest of those coming up in just a few moments. But we're broadcasting live today from Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop right here on Dolphin Street, 2754 to be more specific. If you come by here and you come to the back porch and you see us, Rick's buying you a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
There you go. There
you
go.
You got it,
right? So y'all get on over here and see Coach Cleveland and Coach Mark Laster, the superstars of this show right here. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we continue getting you updated on the scores from around the state right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I'll tell you what, it is hard to cut a little Steely Dan off.
Hard.
We're going to do that, and we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Glad that you are here on a beautiful Saturday morning. We are broadcasting live right here in Mobile, Alabama. We are at Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop, 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile. We're on the back patio. We got fans going. We got a nice breeze. The sun is up. It's a beautiful day. If you will come to the back porch of Rooted and Grounded right here on Dolphin Street, come in, shake Coach Cleveland's hand, Coach Mark Laster's hand. We're going to reward you.
Yes.
We're going to give you a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Now, you're not getting the most expensive cup of coffee. I'm just going to tell you straight up.
It might be in a shot glass.
That's right. There you go.
But we're going to get you a cup of coffee. All right? We're going to do what we said we're going to do. No doubt about it. No, we are glad to be here, Coach. This is a great place. Yes. Carolina, she is so sweet.
Sweet child. Good, great family. Mark,
wonderful.
You're familiar with the family, too. Yeah. And just a wonderful, wonderful family.
There's no doubt about it. All right, we've been through 7A, 6A, 5A, 4A. Coach Mark Laster, you now have 3A.
And in 3A, Alabama Christian, 35. Prattville Christian, 0. Bayside Academy, 14. Flomaton, 0. B.B. Comer, 14. Childersburg, 0. Coach Adam Fawcett gets his first win of the year at John Cox Stadium there in Childersburg. Collinsville, 62. Ashbury, 0. Dallas County, 30. Sumter Central, 14. Elkmont, 16. Clements, 0. XL, 47. Cottage Hill Christian, 32. Fife, 63. Brindley Mountain, 0. Geraldine, 55. Holly Pond, 6. Providence Christian, 56. Geneva County, 30. Did I go to the wrong place? I did. I flipped the page. We're going to go back to 3A. Glenwood, 62. Beulah, 38. Leave me alone. Gordo, 61. Midfield, 18.
He couldn't see the screen.
He didn't have to travel last night, did he?
No, he didn't.
You were at
travel.
Home. You were in bed by 10 o'clock.
Are y'all two done? Can I finish, please?
Okay, please.
Thanks. Hale County, 33. Thorsby, 19. Houston Academy, 66. Wicksburg, 22. Locust Fork, 51. J.B. Pennington, 14. Mars Hill Bible, 31. Lauderdale County, 14. Montgomery Academy, 41. Northside Methodist, 16. Oakman, 54. Hayden, 0. Ohatchee, 64. Weaver, 37. Piedmont, 38. Westbrook Christian, 10. Randolph County, 44. Lee Scott Academy, 21. Rogers, 33. Colbert County, 21. Sheffield, 47. Colbert Heights, 27. Southside Selma, 54. Greensboro, 0. Sylvania, 49. Whitesburg Christian, 21. Thomasville, 62. Wilcox Central, 6. Trinity Presbyterian, 40. Slocum, 6. T.R. Miller, 33. Hillcrest Evergreen, 28. That was quite a battle.
Ooh.
Vinemont, 45. Carbon Hill, 7. Walter Welburn, 26. Sachs, 14.
And in AA, Aliceville, 47. Isabella, 27. Ayrton, 41. G.W. Long, Kevin Raley, 18. Cedar Bluff, 41. Section, 24. Clark County, 37. J.U. Blackshire, 16. Cleveland continues to roll, 28. West End, 8. Coosa Christian, 59. Susan Moore, 0. Cottonwood, 48. Sampson, 7. Decatur Heritage, 68. Darktown, 0. Highland Home, the Flying Squadron, 53. Goshen, 21. Houston County, 34. Abbeville, 28. Lynette, 52. Lafayette, 12. Lexington, 35. Red Bay, 24. Luverne, 41. Zion Chapel, 20. North Sand Mountain 43, Gaston 21, Pike Liberal 61, Barber County 12, Pisgah 39, Plainview 14, Pleasant Valley 20, Sand Rock 13, Providence Christian 56, Geneva County 30, Ranburn 50, Central Coosa 32, Realtown 27, Lochapoca 13, St. Luke's Episcopal 27, Bayshore Christian 0, Tuscaloosa Academy 49, Greene County 14, Vincent 29, Sulligent 6, Washington County 42, Central Haynesville 0, and Winston County 27, Cold Springs 6.
All right, let's wrap it up with 1A, Appalachian 42, Idler 8, Barry 50, South Lamar 14, Billingsley, no problem with Otagaville, 42-18, the final there. Cherokee 48, Vena 8, Elba, they get a nice win, big 89. You're happy about that. 57-53 over Brantley.
That's a big rivalry, too.
It's
Elba.
A big rivalry. Obviously, defense was big in that ball game. Okay. Where's the drum roll? Georgiana, 48. Kinston, 0. Hackleburg, 30. Addison, 14. Holy Spirit Catholic, 13. Francis Marion, 8. Hubbardville, 22. Marion County, 18. Keith, 22. Notasoga, 0. Leroy over J.F. Shields, 55-0. Linden, 42. Choctaw County, 0. Lynn, 35. Sumpton Christian, 0. Maplesville, 21. Otago Academy, 20. Close game right there. McKenzie, 32. Florella, 24. Millery over Fruitdale, no problem. 59-0 the final on that. Phillips, 29. Shoals Christian, 14. Pickens County, 22. Brilliant, 0. Ragland, 50. Woodville, 20. Red Level, 41. Pleasant Home, 7. Southern Choctaw over Marengo, 14-8. Spring Garden, 32. Valley Head, 13. Sweetwater, 55. McIntosh, 8. Verbena, 48. Elwood Christian, 0. Wadley, 62. Victory Christian, 7. And Winterboro, 42. Donahoe, 7.
You know, a couple of things about 1A. And we don't talk much about 1A, but we probably should today. Wadley is... They're unbeatable. It seems like they're 3-0 in their region, and that's 1A Region 6. They've outscored their opponents 277-48. That's Coach Sheenan Motley. Now, there used to be a Motley. Tony Motley used to coach up at Munford, and I don't know if Sheena is any kin to Tony or not. But those Motleys have won a lot of games.
They have. And would that be considered the Motley Crew?
The Motley Crew. I was going to that, and you beat me to it.
Okay.
You beat me to that. Dead gummit.
Boy, you are on it, guy.
You're
stop.
You're
blushing.
Man, I'm telling you right now. And then Southern Choctaw. Mark, you know we know Larry Boykin.
Yeah.
Now, Larry Boykin, when he was at Southern Choctaw before, he won state championships in 1998, 99, and 2002. So he's back in Gilberttown. Now, Gilberttown, I think that's Doug Barber's hometown, if I'm not mistaken. I think his daddy's first pastorate was at the Baptist Church in Gilberttown.
Really?
I do. I believe that. Now, they have, let's see, they hadn't been scored on in the first three games. They beat Wilcox Academy this weekend 22-7. Larry Boykin gets it. He can flat coach more.
Yeah, he can. So Larry has done a great job, and he's – you know, son, unassuming. He's
just
a guy who just humble, goes out there, coaches those kids up in the right way. And, I mean, they play hard every Friday night.
And, you know, Coach, both of y'all, I mean, you've been there. You've done it. A lot of folks will look at a 1A, a 2A, and they'll say, there's no competition in there.
That's not true.
That's bigger competition just about because these guys have very few players, and a lot of these players have to go – play both sides the whole game.
And then, you know, 1A and 2A, as you get those numbers, they go up. The numbers of student enrollment in their school classification is closer than the upper levels because they get more spread out.
Absolutely.
Like some schools is going to have, you know, 2,800 kids and some kids have 1,600 and they're still in the same classification.
Right.
You know, we're here, you may have 102 kids. And the next group may have the lowest one has 98.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that close. I mean, I'm being facetious there, but that's how close it is. So those levels of competition can be more different. Now, Rick, tell us where Wadley is.
All right. Wait, go ahead. You want me to tell? All right, Wadley is in is right next. It's where Southern Union is.
Right.
So if you go to
just
Opelika,
north of
yeah,
just north of Auburn.
North of Auburn. Matter of fact, a lot of kids that can't get in school at Auburn go to Southern Union.
And let me tell you, if you haven't seen their facilities,
wow,
it's incredible.
It is.
Yeah. It is incredible, Wadley. And they have what do they have? They have one caution light.
Yeah,
yeah.
They
true.
Have
one
right. caution
that's
light.
True.
And let me tell you, they used to play when Jabbo was there. They used to play really good baseball. I mean, really good baseball. And a lot of our kids from around Baldwin County have gone to Southern
exactly.
Union and played baseball. And I tell you right, they take it pretty doggone seriously. And so you see a lot of those kids that transfer on over to Auburn, and I think that their hours work out better by going there.
If I'm not mistaken, there was a tremendous receiver came out of there that went to Auburn University. I'm going to find his name because I remember he came out of Wadley because you just don't hear many kids from Wadley going to play it in the yeah. SEC, but yeah. he was one of them.
That brings me to something. Last night, tell me who the Alabama receiver was that caught the ball over the
game. Tyrone Prothrow.
Tyrone Prothrow.
Against Southern Miss.
Against Southern Miss. That happened last night in our game.
Really?
Exact same play. And I said I couldn't remember Prothrow's name, but it's the exact same thing happened. Receiver reaches over, gets the football, and pins it against the defender's back. And it's a reception.
That's wild.
You got to see that. That should have made ESPN highlights.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Hey, I think we're due for a timeout here. So we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Coach Barrett Trotter, the head football coach for the Admirals of Bayside Academy. Don't go anywhere. This is the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. I'm tickled, Rick, because in the break right there, we were talking about that cup of coffee. If somebody comes in and shakes both you and Mark's hand getting that cup of coffee, and the budget has it right now, strictly black coffee, no cream, no sugar, and it will be a small cup.
Very small. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Rick's directive. That wasn't us.
That wasn't us.
Yeah,
Rick made that call.
All right, there you go. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. They can get the largest cup of coffee they sell in there.
Oh, you talk big when you get on the show, but you can turn it off. Boy.
Oh, okay. Who's going to help pay for
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gosh.
Y'all need to get on out here to Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop. We're
just a couple of them.
The first two people get 2754 Dolphin Street right here in Mobile. Come on out. We're on the back porch out here. Come by and see us. And if you do come out and shake these guys' hands, Rick is going to get you that cup of coffee. It doesn't matter what it is.
And I'll even say this. If Jim Cox and Dan Brennan show up, I'll even buy them a cinnamon roll.
There you go.
Now, why is that?
Because Dan Brennan's on our team at FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, he is.
Dan's been a friend for a long time. So, yeah, absolutely. Hey, here's a guy that's doing extremely well. Head coach for the Bayside Academy Admirals, Coach Barrett Trotter, on our Pops Midtown communication line. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us. Hey, congratulations on a nice win last night at home, 14-0 over Flemington. That puts you 4-1 on the season, a T2 in the region. Man, y'all got it going on over there at Bayside. Congratulations.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we're really glad that your wife let you take this 8 minutes because
I know.
From what I understand, you're on a pedestal, but you get knocked down at home because you better be doing what your wife tells you to do on Saturday morning. And I love
that's
that.
That's exactly right.
All of us have done that.
That's exactly right. Changing diapers.
There you go, buddy. There you go. I can give you a few hints on how to stop having to change diapers, but that'll have to be a private conversation that you and I have. Flemington 14-0. Defense must have played well. Offense did enough. It just looks like anytime we win 14-0, we feel like that the offense did their job and the defense absolutely did a great job as well. Talk a little bit about the win last night, Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about all week that for us to be able to win this game, the way Flemington plays, we just have to be able to control the line of scrimmage on defense. And up front, our guys did a heck of a job. I mean, they just shut down their run game completely. And at that point, they're a pretty one-dimensional team. So, and they they made a few pass completions, but at the same time, it's not what they do or what they're very good at. So we were able to stay on top of their guys and get the ball down. So defense played lights out. And offensively, man, we moved the ball all night. We just continued to have either a penalty or, you know, a false start or something that got us a negative play when we had positive plays. So when we play teams throughout the rest of the season that are better than Flemington, we've got to be able to make sure those things don't happen to have the kind of success that we want to have. But for Friday night, it was enough to get us a win. But at the same time, it was 14-0. You know, I felt like it was a lot farther than that in reality, just because we had so many chances and opportunities. We had the ball inside the 5-yard line 2 times and didn't get any points because of penalties and turnovers. So, you know, we moved the ball well. There was a lot of things we did well offensively, but it didn't necessarily show up on the scoreboard.
We're talking to Barrett Trotter, the head football coach at Bayside Academy. And Barrett, I want to ask you something. You kind of come out of that playbook from Gus Malzahn. And I got to ask you this. These teams and I had this last night as we were watching, as we were broadcasting Hewitt Trustful. And I'm going to use you as an example because you guys that are don't get under center much. And that's kind of the way we are today in high school football for many teams. So they're on the 1-yard line, and they put the quarterback 6 yards deep and run their offense in the red zone offense. Help me understand that better as an offensive line guy. I just don't understand it.
Well, I would say it's twofold. One is when you're a team who doesn't go under center very often, and then you start trying to go under center in the most critical point of the game, you know, it's not something that you practice constantly, that your guys do, just second nature. So I think part of it is just the comfort level of, you know, we don't go under center all the time, so why all of a sudden at the most critical point would I tell my guys, hey, let's go do something we don't do every single day? Other thing is even if you're an under center team, your quarterback's still handing that ball off 3 to 4 yards deep. You know, if he's handing it off to the running back, if he's doing anything but wedging it, you know, they're still bringing that ball back to the running back. So it's really not a whole lot different. The running back needs to have some room so he can have some vision to see. Pullers have got to have time to pull and whatever, you know, kind of scheme you're running. But really, I think it just comes down to it's not a whole lot different. But for us, I think even the most critical factor is just the comfort of, man, we're not under center snapping all the time. Why would we go under center?
It happened Alabama last weekend.
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
And Jalen got it, under or
fumbled it. Right,
yeah, fumbled.
Yeah,
that's right. So that verifies it for me. Thanks.
Yeah, no doubt. We're visiting with Barrett Trotter, head football coach for the Admirals of Bayside Academy. Mark.
Hey, Coach. First of all, congratulations, buddy. I didn't really get a chance to talk to you much after the game last night, but it was a good win for us. Tell us a little bit about what I'm just going to bring. We don't bring out many kids specifically, but a kid that kind of shined last night was a kid named Billy Neal. Coach, tell us a little bit about what Billy brings to the table offensively and defensively for our team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Billy's just a football player. He just comes at everything with all he's got, whether, you know, he's starting at linebacker for us and then he comes in and does some running back for us in some of our heavy packages. And, you know, I'm not sure if he's a better linebacker or a better running back. He does both really well, and he's just really natural at it. I mean, he's not a kid we get a ton of reps at, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, but you watch him go in there and run the ball, and he's just a strong, hard-nosed kid, and he's going to, you know, break one or two tackles or at least carry the pile 2 to 3 yards almost every single time. And then defensively, I mean, the kid is a ball hawk. He is a downhill fitting linebacker. He'll wrap you up, he'll knock you in the hole, he'll make you go backwards, and he is going to be a heck of a football player, you know, for a lot of years to come. I think he's only a junior, and I think he's got a really bright future ahead, you know, ultimately at the linebacker position. But man, I love it when we get the ball in his hands on offense as well.
I'm visiting with Coach Trotter here with Bayside Academy. Coach, real quick, we got about 2 minutes left here. You have an open week this week, and then you go back into region play against Hillcrest Evergreen, which you are T2 right now in the region. Both teams 4-1 behind T2. T.R. Miller, who is undefeated. They had a big game last night, Mark, as we talked about, in a close game. Talk about how you prepare for Hillcrest to Evergreen in this open week.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm glad we got a week to kind of rest and recuperate and get our guys back fully ready to go and have some extra time to prepare for Hillcrest, which I know is a really, really tough team. You know, I haven't seen a ton of film on them yet. We've just kind of blinked at it a little bit. But I know they're a tough, hard-nosed team, but that's not going to be anything we haven't already seen these last few weeks from who we've played. So we'll be prepared for them, and we'll be ready to go, but glad to have a week to kind of let our guys, just get fully healthy, relax for a week, and then just kind of work on us a little bit, not necessarily having to prepare for an opponent.
You know, Barrett, one of the things in the last minute here, one of the things that as coaches is hard for us to do sometimes is to change what we do each and every week. We're kind of on a daily schedule. We know what we want to do, and we do that. Does that change for you during an open week?
It does some, just because I think it's a different week of preparation, you know, and I say preparation. I really always use the bye week to go back and kind of hit just fundamentals of, you know, the stuff that you were working week one, week two of summer that maybe you haven't worked as much, on yourself, just in those critical little small details of coaching points of, hey, getting back to what we do without having to prepare and kind of game plan and put in a bunch of little small wrinkles. It's just back to the basics.
You know, one of the things that we have done in the past is the offense breaks down our defense and the mm-hmm. defense breaks down our offense to see what our tendencies are after four or five games if we have an open day. Is that something still feasible?
It is, but, you know, I think right now if you watched our defensive tape, first of all, they're playing lights out right now, but also they're not really facing teams that run anything similar to what we're doing right now offensively. So I don't necessarily know, at least for most of the games, I don't know how beneficial that would be defensively. Offensively, I'm going to go back and be watching, hey, what have we been good at? What have we not been as good at? What needs work? What do we need to call more? What do I need to call more? You know, and just kind of go back and self-evaluate a little bit. So hopefully we can dial in. You know, as a play caller, I feel like you're always kind of learning your team year to year, what you're really good at, what you're not. And so, you know, now that we're five games in, I feel like I have a pretty good idea what that is. But at the same time, when you go back and kind of look at the numbers, hey, we've run, you know, this play 10 times and had, you know, X amount of yards on it. We've run this play 10 times and had way less yards. Hey, maybe I need to bump that up on the call sheet to get it called more, you know.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Ain't no doubt. Coach, thank you for taking time to be with us. Congratulations on the win, and enjoy the off week, and good luck against Hillcrest Evergreen next in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all keep Martin straight for me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We got it.
Get back to making coffee and changing diapers.
Quit dancing too, Martin.
Yes. Winkle toes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's take – that was Coach Barrett Trotter, by the way, head coach for the Admirals of Bayside Academy. Nice win last night, 14-0 over Farmington. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Coach Cleveland has got the leadership segment right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop right here at 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile, Alabama. Mark, as we mentioned there in that break, we have maxed out on the coffee budget, okay? We had folks come in, they got the free cup of coffee. We now have moved to our cinnamon roll budget.
It's the cinnamon roll segment.
I got to tell you, that was the best. Oh my gosh. I don't eat sweets.
Not a big sweetie.
That was the best cinnamon roll I ever
Holy
had.
Holy cow, it was good.
Oh my goodness. You got to come see Caroline and her staff here at Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop on Dolphin Street. They're absolutely fantastic. Okay, we look like cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, I do.
But we have got the leadership segment coming up in just a second, but do want to shout out, hey, if you're on your way to Tuscaloosa Are you on your way to – well, why would you be going to Tuscaloosa? Alabama's not playing today. But let's say if you're on your way to Auburn, like our good friend Paul Lewis is, tune us in. You can go and stream us right – you can go to FM Talk 106.5 and listen to the show. Take us with you wherever you go. Get the free app. We thank you, Paul. We hope that you have a safe trip, safe travels. Enjoy the ball game today. It's going to be a good one, Auburn and Arkansas. So let's see what happens there. But we are here at Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop. And, Rick, it is time for our leadership segment, and we hand it off to you.
You know, one of the things that has hit in my life is trying to find something to do, Mark. You know, all the people tell us when we retire, you better find something to do. And Nathan sent us something about falling in love with boredom. Coaches can't live in boredom. They just can't. And, you know, you just can't leave something and walk away from it and automatically have something else to do. That's a real struggle.
Yeah.
That's a real struggle for me. And first of all, there's very little hope for falling in love with a habit that you truly hate. You know, for example, I don't like to cut the grass anymore. I just don't like to do it. And I don't know anybody who legitimately dislikes an activity or somehow falls in love with doing something that they just don't like. So it helped me this week to find this. These are some examples that we need to follow when we retire. When I'm in Birmingham and I talk to different coaches, and I talked to Jack Wood yesterday, a guy that you're very familiar with, and I wanted to share a couple of things that Nathan had shared with us from 68 Ventures. And the first one is increase your proficiency at the task. Even tasks that you're good at will feel monotonous sometimes. So imagine the uphill battle you're fighting. If you're constantly trying to do something that you don't feel skilled at, and there's so many things that I'm not skilled at. I can't put a motor in a car. I can't bake a cherry pie. Just can't do it. I just cannot do it. But what we can do is we can be a blessing to certain people in our life by helping them when they're in a situation that they need help. Randy, you do this all the time. And you really do it as you're about your fifth or sixth job, because you go to the restaurant now, you go to Boom's Kitchen, and you're the errand boy. I mean, in many
Thank
ways,
you,
you know. In
no,
many,
you're right.
In many ways, you're the go-getter. You go get everything that they need, and sometimes there's not enough time in the day to finish all the jobs that you have to do. And so I think about that all the time. Why don't I tell Randy, he's out of town, why don't I go and just get whatever Boom needs to get? I'm not worried about them paying me back. I'll eat enough of the Boom rolls to get paid for.
And so, it looks like you've been doing a good job with that.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I just went to the doctor to try to get that fixed. And so, no, he's not joking with me. I can tell when he sees my golf swing and he laughs over there.
Dude, so you're making birdies all over the place.
So, you know, this is got to increase your proficiency in those things that, you know, just don't normally come natural to you. So that's one thing. This is where it really hit home. Fall in love with the result of the task rather than the task itself. Now, none of us like to cut grass. But, boy, when you see your grass, you see it, boy, that looks good. I did a great job. And you go tell Michelle or you tell Boom, say, come look at the yard. Now, I ain't got time to look at that yard. But you're falling in love with the result of your task. And as coaches, that's something that we really need to remember, is fall in love with the task, the result of the task, rather than the task itself. I wanted to share that because so many times, even in football practice, some of the drills that we do, we don't see a whole lot getting better in those drills. But on Friday night, when that kid, for example, last night, I watched a receiver. Hadn't caught a pass. Three quarters, he hadn't caught a pass. But a running back broke free, and it was one man to tackle him. And that little wide receiver goes out and stalk blocks him, and stays on him. And the running back breaks through, and he doesn't score the touchdown if that little wide receiver doesn't stalk block and stay on his block. Well, we take those things for granted. Yeah. So the result of the task is something that we need to look at more so than the task that we don't like.
That's great, Rick. It really is, because you're absolutely right. I hate getting out cutting the grass,
yep.
But when it's done, it looks good. You're like, man, I got to share this with somebody.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, you want to share it with the one you love the most, and they're like, I ain't got time to go look at it.
Right.
It don't mean anything.
That's right.
Right? But, hey, that was great. Rick, can I mention real quick,
sure.
Thank you for mentioning Boomstye Kitchen. She's at the Piggly Wiggly in Fair Oak. She's doing great. Thank you for all the folks that have been going there. We got a great show lined up in the next at 10 o'clock today. Bobby Hall, the PGA Teaching Professional Director of Golf at Quail Creek, he's going to be on with us. We're going to talk a little golf at the beginning. You got the President's Cup that starts this week. Barry Gibson will be on at 10:15. We're going to talk some SEC football. He got put into the Hall of Fame Thursday night in Mississippi. I got to tell you, I did not know Moss Point produced that many professional ball players. Unbelievable, the people that were there. Fantastic. But at 10:30, a friend of mine that had been a friend for a long time, he was a center at an All-American center at Alabama, Joe Namath Center,
yep.
World-renowned plastic surgeon. Galen McCullough is going to be on with us. We got a lot to get into with him, all right? Fantastic show. Matt Brandt's going to be here as we're broadcasting live from Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop. It's going to be great.
Yep, looking forward to that. And, you know, I don't know what to say, but Galen McCullough has probably accomplished more in our life, but his wife is one of the great artists.
There ain't no doubt.
She goes all over the world showing her art.
There ain't no doubt. All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, more of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
What a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning as we're coming to you live from the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're at the Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop at 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile. And Mark, as we left it, our coffee budget is up, but we have the cinnamon roll budget is now on. You come in, Coach Cleveland's going to buy you a cinnamon roll. All you got to do is come back here and shake his hand. We're glad to have you for this second hour, no doubt about it. Big show, big hour. We're going to get you caught up on some of the local scores. We got Coach Bart Sessions coming up, Eric Speakman's coming up, and then Caroline Burdett here for a Camp Grace segment, Coach.
Yeah, Randy, we want to thank some of our sponsors. First of all, Premier Collision. Hope you'll visit either one of their two locations, Monday through Friday. Of course, 1177 Sledge Drive. You can reach that location at 251-478-4500 or the new one at 101 Schillinger Road. Boy, you're talking about a beautiful, beautiful group of people, Mark and Randy. Those folks do everything they can to make your visit to their shops just like going home for a family reunion. And you know, you take your car in, they give you the estimate, and you get your insurance to take care of it. And then from there, Chris and his whole crew, Tyler and Kim, all of them, are constantly in touch with you to keep you posted on where your car situation is. So give them a call, 251-478-4500. I promise you, this is from our experience, all three of us, when you take your car to Premier Collision, at either one of the two locations, they will take great care of you, do everything they can to make you the happiest customer they've ever had.
There's no doubt about it, for sure. All right, let's take a quick look at some scores from 7A. Alma Bryant defeats Davidson 25-19. As we mentioned, Coach Bart Sessions will be on with us in just a few moments to talk a little bit about that game. Baker over Daphne, 27-21, the final on that. Carver-Montgomery, 35. Dothan, 28. Fairhope defeats Robertsdale 38-14. Hewitt Trustful 38. Hillcrest Tuscaloosa 16. A game that Coach Cleveland, you broadcast last night. Hoover, no problem with Prattville. Unbelievable 40-6, the final on that. Mary Montgomery, they get another win. They defeat Foley 35-14. Thompson over Vestavia Hills 38-17.
You know, in 6A, guys, I've been looking at this a good bit. The 6A region down here is quite fun to watch.
And it's
every
the
week.
It may be the toughest in the state.
As we're looking at it, we got some scores from last night. We had Gulf Shores 48, Blount 14, Saraland 34, McGill-Tulane Catholic 12, Spanish Fort 44, Murphy 6, St. Paul's Episcopal 14, Theodore 7. You look at those scores, that's just from that one region, and it's like you got a 4-0 team, 3-0 team, 3-1, 2-2, lots of them like that. And then you take go up north and find Mountain Brook and Oxford. That's two really good teams. Gardendale's a team to watch. A lot of good teams in 6A right now.
There's no question. In 5A, some of the scores that hit close to home. Central of Clay County defeated Sylacauga 48-9. Demopolis right up the road here, 41. Selma, 0. Faith Academy, congratulations to Eric Speakman. We'll talk to Eric at the bottom of the hour this morning. 35-25 win over Nathan McDaniels and the Alberta team. Montgomery Catholic's one of the top 5A teams in the state. They defeat Charles Henderson, and Charles Henderson's usually loaded, but Coach Johnson knows guys at Montgomery Catholic, 63, Charles Henderson, 6. Moody, who everybody thinks has got a chance to win 5A, defeated Helena, a much larger school, 26-21. Pace, Florida defeats Andalusia. Trent Taylor is one of the premier coaches in this state. Built strong up into one of the great, really great 3A, 4A teams in the state. Moves home to Andalusia. They fall at Andalusia to Pace, Florida, 42-13. Vigor last night defeated Citronelle 32-6. They lost their quarterback for we don't know how long, but Sammy Dunn was hurt his hand. And then Williamson, Antonio Coben, and Williamson Lions defeat BC Rain 6-2.
Were they playing baseball?
I'm going to tell you right now, that score really surprises me because that's really two
field goals. Yeah. It's probably two field goals and safety.
No,
or
I would think
a
it's
touchdown,
touchdown
and no
yeah,
extra points.
That's what
okay.
I think. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick look at 4A, some of the highlighted scores from there. Cherokee County over White Plains 47-0. Dora over Fultondale 34-33 in a very close game there. Hamilton, no problem with Curry, 48-0 the final in that one. Jackson defeats Mobile Christian 49-7. North Jackson 50, New Hope 14. Mariana defeats W.S. Neal 49-36, a close game there. Op 39, Daleville 0. Orange Beach over Satsuma 56-32, the final in that. Pleasant Grove, where old Brady's from, 55, yep. Tarrant 0. St. James, no problem with Talladega, 35-12. Strong 28, Geneva 7. St. Michael Catholic, right there in Fairhope, defeats Escambia County 49-12. And Westminster 58, DAR 13.
You know, in 3A, of course, Bayside Academy had Barrett Trotter on earlier, a 14-0 win over Flomaton. B.B. Comer, Coach Fawcett, got a big win last night, his first of the season against Childersburg. XL, that's a team to keep an eye on, y'all. XL 47, Cottage Hill Christian 32, quite a ball game last night.
The head football coach at XL is from Sylacauga. I forget his name right now, but he's from Sylacauga.
He came to, he was at Saraland
he
for
was.
A little bit.
He sure was. That's exactly right.
And moved on over there, but he's done a good job at it.
He really has.
In other scores in 3A, there's a couple of scores I wanted to talk about. Montgomery Academy, 41, Northside Methodist, 16. Piedmont, 38, Westbrook Christian, 10. Remember, Westbrook Christian, that's the old coach, Steve Smith, is at Westbrook. He was at Piedmont, won state championship.
That's right.
Now he is at Westbrook Christian, got beat by his old school.
Coach, real quick, you're talking about the HL coach. That's Jason Phillips.
Jason Phillips, that's right. There was one score in there, Mark, because I think this team is going to be in the hunt for the 3A state championship. Mars Hill Bible. Mars Hill Bible last night defeated Lauderdale County 31-14. The reason I think so much of Mars Hill County or Mars Hill Bible is because they run the same thing that y'all ran at Bayside for so long,
right.
The wing tee. And this guy was at Deschler with our buddy John
Mothershed,
and boy, they used to run it as well as anybody.
Yeah, they did.
So Daryl, I can't think of Daryl's last name, but Daryl is
They do a great job with it.
They do a great job with it. In 2A, let's try to find some that will interest our listeners. Coosa Christian beat Susan Moore 59-0. Not a whole lot down here or in Central Alabama. Ranburn did beat Central Coosa 50-32. Realtown defeated Lochapoca 27-13. St. Luke's Episcopal beats Bayshore Christian 27-0. That's pretty much all.
Yeah, let me just real quick in 1A, a big defensive game here. Elba defeats Brantley
57-53.
Yeah. I cannot leave that alone. Leroy over J.F. Shields 55-0. Let's see. Millery over Fruitdale 59-0. Red Level 41, Pleasant Home 7. Southern Choctaw 14, Marengo 8. Sweetwater 55, McIntosh 8. Verbena 48, Elwood Christian 0, and Wadley over Victoria Christian 62-7. That means Wadley is still undefeated.
And they're good, buddy.
They are.
I mean, they are really good. And I still don't know how Barry's playing under the AHSAA guidelines, because from what I understand, they only have about a 5 or 6 game schedule. I don't know how that's working
either.
Out. That's kind of weird to me. Autauga Academy lost last night for the first time. The big three there, two of them lost. Lee Scott Academy, that's Dan Washburn's son-in-law.
Right,
and,
out of Auburn.
Good gracious alive. Buster Daniel.
Right.
They lost for the first time last night. So Autauga Academy lost. I did not see Glenwood, I think, won.
They did.
And so those have been the mainstays of the ones that have jumped into the AHSAA. And I'm going to tell you, I think we're going to see more and more of those Alabama Independent School Association members jump over into the AHSAA, because it's getting hard for them to schedule, because they're having to schedule long, long distances.
Right.
So that's where we are with that.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with the head coach for the Hurricanes of Alma Bryant. Bart Sessions will be on with us. They got a win last night over Davidson 25-19. Their first win of the season. We're going to break that game down with Bart when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're at Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop, 2754 Dolphin Street. Come on out right now. Coach is buying you a cinnamon roll.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports. Got a little reverb going here. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. This is like a Chinese movie.
Better watch out, it'll be on TikTok.
We got some reverb going here, Steve, if you would go ahead and hit that utility button there. But we're efforting to get with Coach Bart Sessions here, and we'll have him on in just a few moments as we're broadcasting live from Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop at 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile. Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Mark, we were talking about the cinnamon rolls here.
Yes.
We'll get this reverb taken care of in just a moment. We'll have Coach Sessions on here. But, man, cinnamon rolls, very best I've ever had.
They really are. This wonderful place. You know, this place is a ministry in and of itself. That's what I really like about coming here. And you just come here. It's kind of like going to Camp Grace. You know, you go to Camp Grace, you drive through the gate, and you can just feel a peace settle on you when you get there. And Rooted and Grounded is that kind of place. So come on down, folks, and get something some coffee and cinnamon roll, and man, you'll really appreciate it.
All right. I think we've efforted, and we thank our producer, Steve Stanley, for being vigilant in getting him on.
He's like an octopus. He's got 8 arms going all over the place, man.
That's exactly right. And he fixed the reverb in one move, so that's good. Bart, welcome in. You don't get free coffee this morning because we couldn't get you the first time, but that's okay. That's okay. You were probably doing husband duties, and that's a good thing because with that baby running around that house, I can imagine that you have a full-time job there as well. But welcome to PSR, and congratulations on a great win last night.
Man, thank y'all so much for having me, Coach, and good morning to you guys as well.
Coach, I got to ask you real quick. This is Randy. Last 10 seconds of that ball game. Walk us through the last 10 seconds. You're tied up, 19-19, 10 seconds left. Walk us through it.
Well, it's a hot clock, so, you know, Davidson is kind of letting it run down, and we have a couple timeouts. They have one, I think, at that point, and, you know, we just kind of let it run. I mean, we'd made those earlier in the drive. We kind of had that conversation, you know, where we're going to burn ours. We only had two timeouts left, so we were kind of, you know, we kind of had to get the correct down and distance if we were going to do it. So it just never worked out to where we got that down and distance, because clearly we would like to have saved some clock for a game-winning drive for us, and just were really unable to do it because they kept converting first downs. So they were letting it run down, and Coach Williamson, our special teams coordinator, and I were talking, and, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to run it down and run a play, or are they going to run it down and kick? And we both are kind of looking over there, and Coach Williamson said, I think they're going to kick. So, all right, Coach, we got to get it blocked somehow. And, you know, it's not a very high percentage that you do that. So,
right.
So our kids go out. We take a timeout to do the old quote, ice the kicker. I don't know that really let me backtrack. First, we had 12 men on the field because both nose guards went into the game. That's always good coming out of a timeout there, you know. yeah, one of them weighs 320, so it's kind of hard to miss him. But
yeah, you're not going to miss that guy.
Hard to get him off, too. You got to run him out of the back of the end zone if you can.
definitely hard to get him off. So we have we call the timeout, and coming out of the timeout, and Coach Williamson is kind of telling a couple of the kids in the timeout exactly where the block's going to come from. Here's what he saw on film, and reminding them of the things we went over this week, and really, you know, we just really kind of said, hey, we're gonna come off the edge and block this thing, and we kind of have a block where we can come off the edge and send the guy up the middle and scoop and score. You know, you say that 100% of the time in the huddle to hopefully instill a little confidence in your kids. And, you know, you believe it most times, but we send our kids out, and sure enough, I mean, the kid that we said was going to come through a gap and block it was Reggie Mosley, and the kid that came off the edge kind of tipped it, but Reggie came through the A gap and got his big paw up in the air and blocked it, and the kid, I was kind of talking to the backside about his angle, and, you know, the scoop and score guy, and he's a great kid, Jacoby Crandall, and he's one of those kids that does the little things right in practice, and you know, that's one of those things where most kids kind of take the rep off, I guess, at practice at least. Hey, Jacoby rolls in there and scoops it up. And, you know, by about the 35, you looked up and said, they may not catch him. They got pretty excited. So I think by the time he got to the 10 on the other end, he had about 60 more canes joining him, kind of running down the sideline and scoring down there, which happened to be right in front of our band and our student section and cheerleaders. So it just turned into a celebration down in that corner. And, of course, I'm old, so I didn't go try to down there. I made it to about the 50. A couple
from
of those young coaches that did make it down there. Yeah, from the 45. So, had a couple of those young coaches run down there, and it was exciting. And One of them was smart enough to double back and celebrate with me for a minute about the 50. So it was a scene that I don't know. I mean, I've never been doing this a long time and never saw one like that. You know, I mean, you see them on TV occasionally in that way, but what a way for a game to end. And,
no,
you know,
kidding.
And I need to say this as well. I mean, Coach Lambert, his staff, Davidson's team, you know, you've been on the other side of those ones that don't go your way. And my heart just goes out to those kids and that team. But I want to be so complimentary to how they handled themselves, because, you know, you got to think on the other sideline, they're saying, hey, the game's – they're about to celebrate. And and the way the emotions flipped on their sideline, and they were nothing but class, not a single kid, you know, was – acting any way but classy at the handshake line. And that's tough. You know, that's tough to do. So that really speaks to their program and how they operate and run their program.
It really is, and it talks a lot about Coach Lambert and the person that he is and what he's trying to instill in his team. So that's a great point, Coach. Let's move forward a little bit. And, you know, you got a great win, and I know y'all are going to enjoy this all day long, and then tomorrow we all get back up and go back to work again. Citronelle's next, and that's an old rivalry, I think, played just about every year, Citronelle and Alma Bryan, and it is just a hard-fought game from what I remember. So that's coming up next. Tell us a little bit about that next coming game.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, going all the way back to the days of Grand Bay and Alba, you know, both high schools played Citronelle, and they were always really, really hard-fought games. Coach Rowell and his staff have got those guys headed in the right direction and playing really good football. They've already had some very big wins this season. You know, I know they're coming off of a tough one Friday night, but most people that play those Viger Wolves are coming off of a tough one, so I don't read a whole lot into that. So we've got to be prepared, and it's homecoming, so we've got all those distractions as well. So it'll be an interesting week in the Irvington area, but we just got to put our kids in situations where they can be successful, stay humble, and go to work.
Bart, before we get out of here, real quick, we want to remember Ben and Michelle Thomas and their daughter Alyssa, and prayers for their newborn baby Maxie. I know you're involved in that, so let's all remember to keep our prayers for Maxie while she's at UAB waiting on surgery.
Absolutely.
Coach, thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with Eric Speakman right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Come back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We are broadcasting live from Rooted and Grounded Coffee Shop right here at 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile. Come on, you still got a few minutes. Coach is still buying. We are now, Mark, we are now at the budget of whatever you want.
Okay. Yes, so I had to go to the AGM for Coach a minute ago. Help him out a little bit. Got a little bit
crowded in here. Come shake his hand and go in there, and it's whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right? So there you go.
Double cinnamon rolls.
There you go. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster. Coach?
I don't have anything to say. I mean, y'all knocked me off my feet. I can tell you that.
We saw that credit card out there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And it says unlimited.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. So, yeah.
Yeah, we need to congratulate Ben Harris. He's in every Hall of Fame he can be in. Just recently got inducted into the Alabama State Hall of Fame. Great quarterback there, and Ben Harris, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know where Blount would be today without the foundation he laid for that program.
Every time you say his name, I think immediately of all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids he helped grow into men that are thriving members in the community today. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hey, let's go to West Mobile and speak with the head football coach for Faith Academy, Eric Speakman. Coach, congratulations on the win last night over Alberta, 35-27. Close game. Talk a little bit about that ball game, that first half.
Yeah, it was a really good game between both Coach McDaniel's team and our team, and we actually were up 35-19 late in the fourth quarter, and they were able to score and get an onside kick and actually drive down to about our 20 with about, you know, probably 40 seconds to go, and we managed to get a fourth down stop to seal the game. So, exciting game between two teams that were struggling to find a win.
You know, Eric, it's so good to have you on this morning and have a chance to talk to you, and I know this was a big win for you guys. You know, being able to win that ball game really is going to boost your kids' confidence. You got some big games coming up. But tell us a little bit about how you felt about the week's preparation going into this week's game and how your team got ready to play.
Well, we got rained out a lot on Monday. We didn't really get on the field much. And then on Tuesday, I'll tell you, it was not a very good practice. And we talked to the kids about that. And it was also homecoming week. So, you know, a lot of distractions. In fact, I'm out cleaning up toilet paper in my front yard like from last night that came and rolled us after the game. So that's a good thing to happen.
Yes.
And anyway, we look like Toomer's Corner out here right now. But anyway, a lot of distractions. Wow. But Wednesday was really one of our better practices. And, you know, I've talked to a couple people. We're just really young right now, got a lot of new players. Even our seniors are kind of young as far as football experience goes. So just learning how to practice with a new staff and all the things that goes into that, you know, each week is different, but we're growing. And like you said earlier, the win now will hopefully help us in the fact of just showing them how important, you know, practice is each week and the preparation going into each game.
We're talking to Eric Speakman, the head football coach at Faith Academy, and had a great win last night over Alberta. I want to go back in time. I want to kind of you're one of the original members of Terry Curtis' first football team at UMS Wright. There's got to be some stories there, and we always love to hear Terry Curtis stories. So can you go back and give us some memories that are kind of like Boz Scaggs' music to us? I mean, it's music to the soul, and I'm sure stories about your experience on that first staff with Terry Curtis would be music to our souls as well.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you some, but, you know, some of those can't be broadcast over the air. So, but, you know, I tell all these young guys now, man, we had so much fun coaching back then. You know, just that whole group, you know, Coach Curtis, Coach Wood, Coach Mask, of all of those guys that are mentors, and just how they treated you as an assistant coach. And, you know, he hired me right out of college, and I literally drove down on a day in April and unhooked a U-Haul truck and drove to the school, or a U-Haul trailer, and drove to the school and started practice that afternoon. But the biggest thing that I'll say is he let me coach, you know, and that's – he let me coach my position and learn from it and would correct me and sometimes correct me in ways that I thought was kind of a little mean to me some days, but – you know, you just never take it personal and get your feelings hurt. And probably the first time I got fired by him was about eight times at Citronelle that year. The receivers were not playing well, so I didn't know if I was going to get the ride home from Citronelle. But what an incredible person, and you know, I still continue to lean on him for a lot of advice.
Well, and the thing I want to warn you about leaning on him is, don't you dare get him to set you up with a schedule. Don't dare
no
do that.
Kidding. He's done that to me. He's done that to me twice. So I don't know how many y'all may not know that, but when I was at Opelika the last 2 years, Theodore was open, and so he coach called me and said, "Do you have your schedule filled?" And I said, "Well, I got one hole, and I'm just going to play nine games." And he said, "Well, Theodore's open." And I said, "Well, I don't really care about playing them." This is when Coach Collier was there, and he then said, "Well, what, are you scared to play them?" And so I said, "Well, no, I'm not scared to play anybody." But yep. And about 10 minutes later, my phone rings and it's Eric Collier, and he had done the same thing to him. He called him and asked him if he was scared to play Opelika. So he baited me into two losses against Theodore. So
Terry is the best that there's ever been at matching up people and teams.
Yes.
And games. He is the best there ever is. You know, he got thrown a curve 1 year. They asked us to play in the deal in Montgomery, in, you know, that Challenge of Champions or whatever it was called.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so he comes into a staff meeting, says, "Guys, we're going to play kickoff, whatever it's called." And he said, and Don Jennings looked at him and said, "Who are we playing?" He said, "A little old team out of Birmingham." Don said, "Uh-oh." Anytime he says little old team, it's something really bad. It's only Hoover. They were right in the middle of their run with Rush. And So we played Hoover up there. And dead gum, we don't get our high school All-American receiver hurt in that game.
Got a concussion.
He sure did.
I remember that.
Yeah, he sure did. So, yeah, don't ever again let him. And he's going to, I can promise you, because he's connected to every coach in the state. And he's going to go to his buddies, and he loves you, Eric. He's going to go to you and say, "Eric, you need to play this team." He's not going to say, "Will you play?" He said, "You need to play this team."
Oh, yeah. He's going to talk you into it whether you like it or not. Hey, but real quick, hey, another good one was that year I was on his staff. We went up to Tennessee for a clinic, and, of course, he's a big card player, and he had given us our meal money for the week. And on the first night, Brent Welburn, who's now at Vestavia, he took all of our money winning against him. I found out real quick, don't play cards against him. And then about 2 days later, we're pulling out debit cards to pay for dinner. And he just looked at us and laughed. He said, "Where's all that money I gave you?" And when we left Mobile, and I said, "It's in your pocket." So, but just being the person he is, he made sure he took care of our dinner that night. So.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, we're blessed to have worked with him. 20 years with him. I've got more memories than we could all write a book. And I know you and John Turner weren't. Did y'all all live together at one point in time?
Yes, sir. Actually, John and Wes Lathan and myself, we lived over behind the old Lazy Boy place out here on the airport. And lived out there for that year I was down here. So that was fun. You know, three bachelors coaching high school football was a lot of fun.
That's great stuff. Eric, congratulations on that first win. And there's going to be a lot more. But you got to create the culture that you want your football team to be a part of. And I can tell you this, we're all pulling for you. We really are. We're all pulling for you because we know that, heck, Eric was even a tennis coach at Opelika at one time when he was an assistant. And I probably got a lot of pointers from him. I probably did because we had a lot of fun playing them in tennis. But we appreciate you and appreciate you taking time out this morning to spend with us. I know you got a bucket load full of jerseys and pants and all that to watch this morning as well, pal.
Yes, sir. We're getting that done. But I appreciate y'all having us on today. And y'all keep pulling for us out here. Like you mentioned, we're getting some good things done out here. And future's bright for the Faith Academy Rams.
Good luck to you, buddy.
Good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. There you go. Eric Speakman, the head football coach for the Rams of Faith Academy. Get a win last night, 35-27 over Alberta, their first win of the season. They got a big one coming up. They'll be playing St. Paul's on Friday night.
Yeah.
So,
and Barnett's team.
You know, but, hey, listen, you both know. When your team has struggled, those first three ball games, you haven't been able to get a win, things haven't been quite what you want, and you get that first win – the confidence that it can do for your team is immeasurable.
It is because, you know, you've worked all summer, you know, especially it's a new coach, new system of doing things, and you work all summer, you know, preaching and teaching what you believe in your culture, and you go in and you don't have success, you know, right off the bat.
You start questioning.
They start questioning. You question yourself. Yeah. They question you, their parents. Everybody's questioning. But if you just stay on track, like we talk about all the time, if you don't lose your team at the dinner table.
Amen.
And you're able to keep them going, and they win a win like this, then you can move
Mark,
forward.
Mark, that's a great analogy. It almost is parallel with golf because I know we've been through this, Rick, where we go through a run where everything's good, and then we go through that bad run, and it's like now you start questioning: is my swing right? Is my putting right? What's going on here? But you just got to stay through it and fight through it, and that's exactly what they've done. They'll see that UMS Wright Bulldog team on October the 25th, so he'll get to shake the hand of Coach Terry Curtis.
And I want to welcome a new sponsor in, Matt Blevins, financial advisor at Edward Jones, and. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with Lois, his lady up front there. You can call him at 251-990-9916. That's Matt Blevins, Edward Jones Financial Group.
Great guy. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Our final timeout, when we're back, it will be the Camp Grace segment.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, guys, we're here at Rooted and Grounded. And it's located at 2754 Dolphin Street in Mobile. And, Mark, this is a coffee house. And this coffee house is really, it's a sanctuary. And it's filled with laid-back lovers of Jesus. And they're cultivating God. They're having Bible studies here. They have prayer groups that are here. We just saw one of our sponsors from Premier Collision, Tyler, come by and went in and had a cup of coffee. But this was a vision that Carolyn Pilot had before she was even married, I think. And they have built this up, and it is a great thing for this community that they have a place. People have a place to come, have coffee, have what you say is the best cinnamon roll they've ever had. And, boy, I'm telling you, it's just a wonderful place, and we're so thankful and glad that we can be here today.
You know the thing, Rick, is Carolyn was going to be out here with us.
Yeah.
Good thing, bad thing. Good thing, she's busy. She's so busy in there, she can't come out here.
Can't get out here.
So, Mark, we turn it over to you.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about coming to a place like this is that it's a ministry in and of itself. You know, that's what I said a little bit earlier. This is a place of ministry, where people can come and minister to one another.
Yeah.
What a wonderful idea. You know, it's not that they're in here teaching anything as far as the owners of this establishment. They have their own beliefs. But whoever comes in here and teaches God in the way that they see. You know, different religions can come in here and talk about God in their way. The different different theologies of Christianity, you know, right, has different ideas about it. The greatest thing is, you know, I'm a big believer in living in the present. That's one of my things that I've tried to do better all along. And I think this is a place where it helps you start that, where you come, can get here and come into a place like this every morning or as many mornings as you can and start off, first of all, with that sweet roll, which it's got to put you in a good mood to have
that cinnamon roll.
That cinnamon roll, yeah.
I'm telling you,
it was delicious.
Best one I've ever had.
It is. I'm telling you, it was warm. Oh my gosh, it was good. Anyway, it starts your day off.
I digress.
My bad. I'm sorry. I'm going back and reliving my fatitude. But if you go through this day with some time to pray, spend time with another person. You know, God has taught us many things, excuse me, in different ways. One of the things I like to think about is God had taught me to never worry about tomorrow. I survived yesterday, and I'm alive and dealing with today. With God's help, I can face tomorrow and whatever comes my way. That is a real simple way of looking at what we do daily in our lives. If I can keep it that simple, and remember that everything can be that simple, that all I have to do, I don't need to worry about tomorrow. I survived yesterday. I made it through yesterday. And for today, I'm just going to deal with what comes along and live it and enjoy it because it is a present. And that's just the way I live my life, guys, and it has made all the difference in the world. And this kind of establishment allows us to do that.
You know, there's a lot of things that you can do here. They are partnered with a group called 1031 Meals. And you can come here and order breakfast. You can order lunch. They've got those things on their menu. And I can't think of a better place to spend an hour with your friends. With you know, I was in an accountability group for almost 17 years with two guys. And this would have been a perfect place for us to meet. We ended up meeting in one of our buddies' offices. But if you've got a group of people and you're in a Bible study or you're, heck, if you're just a group of coaches that want to get together and have fellowship together, there's no better place than Rooted and Grounded. And, again, they're located at 2754 Dolphin Street. And really, it's really right behind UMS Wright. That's where it is. You go across the railroad tracks and you see a bunch of golf carts sitting next door to them in a yellow building, and there's Rooted and Grounded right there. And just a wonderful group of people. And Caroline comes from a family of faith. The Pilot family has done so much for so many on both campuses that you and I've worked on at UMS Wright and at Bayside. And you know, I think I'm maybe mistaken about this, but I want to say the matriarch of that family, Mrs. Pilot, donated the land for Cottage Hill Christian Academy. So that family has just, they are givers and givers and givers. And Caroline Pilot Burdett has done such a wonderful job with this place. And we're so excited to partner with them and be here with them. And I can tell you this, I'm not a big coffee drinker, and I'm on that thing, and I can't eat cinnamon rolls. But this is a great place for just to come and meet people. And your discussions can go from anywhere from politics to religion. And I hope that many of our listeners will look up this place and come out and visit.
It's fantastic, no doubt about it. May Mark and I both say thank you for not eating your cinnamon roll
right.
and sharing it with us.
Yes, right.
You're a giver.
Well,
and we enjoy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hear you. That's kind of like Matt giving me that pasta at Boudreaux's. And but I do want to say this. I got a big boy in my life who I'm mighty proud of. Clay Cleveland's birthday is today. He's 44 years old.
Happy birthday to Clay.
44 years old, and he's now the director of security at a private school over in Atlanta, outside of Atlanta, in Alpharetta, I believe. And so we're really, really proud of Clay. But happy birthday, big guy, and God bless, and I hope to see you soon.
Should be proud of that young man. You know, Clay's just one of those guys you watch kind of grow. I got to watch him from afar, and I saw him grow, and he has done things and been places that I don't want to know about. He's done some really tough things that he had to work at a part of his work.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And, man, those kind of guys, we give our thanks to them for the people that they are and for defending our country from hidden people that we don't know about. And we appreciate him for that and just the fine man that he is. And Rick, you did a good job, buddy.
And you did. His son is awesome.
He is.
He has a great mama, I can tell you that. And got a sister loves and adores him. But, we're all blessed to have children like we've got. We really are. And we don't take that for granted because those are the people that know you the best and love you the most and the ones that are probably we as parents disappoint them more than anybody in their life. So, Randy, thank you so much for just taking care of everything here. Mark, congratulations on a great win. Thank you, Father in heaven, for getting me home from Birmingham at 2 or 3 o'clock every morning, every Saturday morning. What a drive that is. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here same time in a couple of weeks.